This is the week of weeks in the life of the church, but also I think for people in the community, an opportunity to renew or discover for the first time what the Christian message is all about. We have, it's called Holy Week, and during this week there are a multitude of worship services calling attention to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Begins on Maundy Thursday at Messiah, which is at 6:30 p.m. We recall the Last Supper and Jesus eating with his disciples and then washing their feet. And following that, that's at 6:30 p.m. It's a very dramatic and wonderful service. Following that, on Friday, there are two worship services. At 12:30 until 3 o'clock is the one that Sonny will carry.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting service because it involves representatives of many of the congregations in the community. There are segments of Mark's Passion, which is two chapters of the Gospel of Mark, that this year will be read, and there will be a message, a choir anthem, a hymn related to that segment of the Passion as we work through that 2.5 hour period. People can come and go if they want.
Yeah, I think that was an important message to leave with, or not leave with, but to include in there. That is that with the Good Friday service that you do, 12:30 to 3, that's 2.5 hours. But, you know, some people, for whatever reason, may not be able to commit the 2.5 hours. You can come and go and get the message.
Absolutely. In fact, very few people stay for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Although that's a pretty wonderful experience, too, because every person brings a different slant to that story.
And then you mentioned there's another service?
Yeah, there is. And that's at 6:30, and that's very different. It's a reading of John's Passion, which is, for the uninitiated, so different from Mark's that you can hardly believe it. And it's very powerful. And as we read it, we continuously darken the sanctuary. We remove candles, we darken the lights until finally at the end, people leave the sanctuary in darkness.
Mm.
So it's a quite a powerful thing.
We continue in the studio with Pastor Dave Van Clay. He is with the Messiah Lutheran in Marquette. We're talking about the Easter, the weekend with Good Friday services, and as you alluded to, the Easter Vigil and Easter Sunday services. What's on the docket?
Yeah. So the Easter Vigil is on Saturday evening, begins at 6:30. Again, if you don't know what that is like, it starts in relative darkness. We gather in the narthex. We're given candles. We process into the building in the dark. There's a little fire out there in the narthex. And then as we arrive in there, we read many of the passages from the Old Testament that speak about death and life. And then there are baptisms. We have several baptisms and also a confirmation of an adult, followed by a message. And then we end the service with almost as if you're looking over the hill at the light to come, anticipating the Easter message. Then it's almost like the service continues. I mean, we close the doors and we go home, but at 7 a.m. on Easter morning is we have a sunrise service out at McCarty's Cove, and that is always, of course,
an interesting challenge, I'm sure.
It is, but we
at this time of year.
And the hearty attend, you know.
The hearty attend, yes.
But they're all bundled up.
It's got to be relatively profound, though.
It is.
Coming in at dawn? Is that when you come in?
Yeah, it's the sunrise is about 7:30, and if it, indeed it isn't cloudy, and this there's a chance it won't be this year, then the sun actually rises as you are in the midst of the service and celebrating Jesus' resurrection and our hope in him. And so then following that, there's a breakfast at the church that traditionally the youth provide. Mm-hmm. And then there the two normal worship services are at 8:45 and 10:30 a.m. And they are, you know, very festive. We have a brass, you know, group that plays at those services, all the choirs, the bell choir and all that. So it's a very, again, very celebrative and joyful time.
It really does sort of drive home the message of this entire stretch of time here now, from basically, as we look at, you said, Monday, Thursday through Easter Sunday of reflection, perhaps some darkness, and then emerging from that with the bright light and the message of hope.
Absolutely. Yes, yeah. You bet. Yeah.
So for people that aren't familiar with where Messiah Lutheran is and they want to stop in and check out the services, where are you located?
We're at 305 West Magnetic, corner of Magnetic and 4th or Presque Isle in Marquette.